Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Tuesday. Let's make it the 19th of January. It's 13, clear skies overhead. We've had some clouds this morning. We are expecting clouds to thicken up later today. The National Weather Service office in Paducah, Kentucky, has issued a winter weather advisory, which will be in effect from 9 o'clock this evening until noon on Wednesday. The advisory covers all of southern Illinois from 2 to 3 inches of snow expected. And further south we go, that could be mixed with sleet and snow. And the timing of this event, snow will overspread southeast Missouri and southern Illinois by midnight tonight. Then the rest of the region after midnight, the snow may come down rather hard for a few hours. Snow will end early on Wednesday. Snow will readily stick to paved surfaces, causing a rapid deterioration of travel conditions. The Wednesday morning commute could be kind of dicey. Visibility will likely be under a mile during the period of heaviest snow. But again, a winter weather advisory in effect, 9 o'clock tonight till noon on Wednesday. In our news this morning, a traffic accident that happened earlier this month at the edge of West Salem has claimed the life of an Albion man. 66-year-old James E. Jim Barnett has died from injuries sustained in that accident. Mr. Barnett was driving a pickup truck northbound on an Edwards County road when he pulled into the path of a semi on Illinois 161 at the west edge of West Salem. Now, that accident happened on Wednesday, January the 6th. He died at Deaconess Hospital on Saturday. Mr. Barnett, a Vietnam War veteran, was also the commander of the West Salem American Legion. He was the husband of Ruth Barnett. Ruth is the sister of Army Sergeant Kenneth L. Cunningham, whose remains are being returned to Albion for burial this week. Full obituary for Mr. Barnett will follow a bit later in this newscast. Now, the remains of Sergeant Kenneth Cunningham are expected to arrive in Albion at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Public's encouraged to come out and welcome Sergeant Cunningham home. He died during the Vietnam War when the airplane he was in crashed onto a mountaintop October 3, 1969. Members of the Patriot Guard will be escorting the hearse, carrying his flag-draped coffin from the airport in Louisville, Kentucky, to Albion. Indiana State Police will be assisting in the escort across the entire state of Indiana. Roger Stennett, the Albion VFW commander, has announced that the Albion VFW Post 8222 will be handing out small American flags for those who line the procession route this afternoon for the return of Sergeant Cunningham. 500 flags will be available on the southwest corner of the courthouse square near the Memorial Arch. Commander Stennett is encouraging the public to come out and help honor Sergeant Cunningham on his long journey home. Starting at about 10 this morning, an army of volunteers will be assisting Larry Eckhart as he puts up a large American flag display along the highway to Little Prairie Church, where Sergeant Cunningham's funeral will be held. Volunteers are encouraged to dress warmly. WFIW News, time 7:18.
Tired of being lost in a sea of drivers? Want an auto policy that's designed to fit you? State Auto's Custom Fit Auto Policy is for you. Custom Fit is designed to fit you and your driving experience. Custom Fit gives you comprehensive auto insurance coverage, plus a price that reflects your actual record, not that of a big group. Contact our agency today to find out more about State Auto's Custom Fit, the auto policy designed to fit you. Stop by or call CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, 842-2193.
By now, you've probably heard about the cabinetry, countertops, flooring, and porter paints available at B-Way Design and Decorating. But did you know that we also specialize in the following product lines as well? Custom window treatments, closet organization systems, custom furniture and accessories, lighting accessories, picture framing, vinyl replacement windows and railing systems, vinyl sidings, and exterior awnings. We offer professional design and installation services for both commercial and residential settings. So no matter how unique your job may be, we've got everything you need to make your project a success at B-Way Design and Decorating, 1000 East Main, Fairfield.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmine, McLeansboro are pleased to welcome obstetrician and gynecologist Dr. Sarah Rubenacker to our clinics. Dr. Rubenacker will be seeing patients every Tuesday at the Carmine Family Clinic on Oak Street and every Friday at the McLeansboro Family Clinic. From routine well woman checks and family planning to infertility, urinary incontinence, and even maternity care, Dr. Rubenacker and Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Get the care you need when and where you need it, right here close to home in Carmine and McLeansboro.
The Edwards County Community Unit School Board met in regular session last night. Our Edwards County correspondent Mark Curtis was there and files this report.
The Edwards County School Board met in regular session Monday night. The board, under old business, voted to accept all policy changes except 7.10, which is Equal Education Opportunities, is read last month. The vote to remove this policy was 4-3. All other policies were approved by the board. Under spotlight, ECHS Principal Preston Nelson told of the shortcomings identified in the district after taking the PARC test. Some items of interest include the testing showed a lack of typing skills by third graders, not familiar with the drop-down tools, again, in the third grade class. Those items, of course, will be worked on, according to Principal Preston Nelson. The board accepted an FFA trip to Springfield in March to Ag Legislative Day. 16 members will be attending this event from the FFA chapter. The board accepted two donations, one being an anonymous donation to the Edwards County High School Athletics in the amount of $5,000, and a donation to the West Salem Grade School Band from the Boosters in the amount of $2,500 to purchase a xylophone. The board will examine fuel bids at next month's meeting. With the drop in gas prices, it is hoped to have a lower fuel bill. Superintendent Cowger told the board that the state budget does not look good for the future this year. The rumor is that a new budget will not be passed now until after the election in November. This could cause some big problems for the district's funding. There is some talk that state money for the general state aid could be used up by March. Currently, the state is making most payments to the district, and currently the general state aid is up $343,947 over last year, and the district spending is down almost $160,000, according to Superintendent Cowger. There was some brief discussion regarding the new school calendar. The calendar looks to be very similar to this year's calendar. The cafeteria report is about the same. However, there is an increase of meals over last year at this time. In fact, 1,763 more meals have been served. Superintendent Cowger told the board also that no information has been received from the FRAMS annual compliance certification. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignations of football coach Derek Hart and also Edwards County Junior High girls basketball coach Nick Koopman and Amanda Sims. The board also voted to accept the resignation of Lois Mann, who will retire at the end of the 18-19 school year. Also, the board, during executive session, voted to employ cafeteria worker Amber Young, custodian, the part-time custodian at West Salem, Vicki Lee, vocational teacher Stephen Klobfelder, and aide Lindsay Wright. The board also voted to extend Superintendent David Cowger's contract for one more year through the 17-18 school year. Reporting from the news leader in Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Thank you, Mark. And WFIW News, time is 7:23.
Rays wants to get the year started off right, so check out the American Steel Carports and A-frame style garages, which come in a variety of sizes and colors. They're perfect to keep the frost off your windows. Rays Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs for driveways and parking lots, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Remember, if you are not on Rays' snow removal list, call now, 842-4042 or 516-1602. They do both residential and commercial. Storage buildings are available in a variety of sizes, starting at 8x8 up to 14x20, with a floor included starting at $1,395, with free setup and delivery, with 10% down when ordered and final payment when installed. Ray's Consumer Not New Shop has a variety of consignment pieces to include appliances, office desks, filing cabinets, 2 and 4 doors, household furniture, end tables, and miscellaneous. Call 842-4042.
19-year-old Francesca A. Robinson of Carmi was injured Sunday morning when the 2005 Chevy Cobalt she was driving ran off Enterprise Road at the Mount Airy Blacktop and flipped twice. The accident indicated Ms. Robinson was distracted as she approached the stop intersection, causing her to lose control. Robinson was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital by North Wayne ambulance personnel following the 11:40 a.m. accident. She was ticketed for disobeying a traffic control device. Alec Draper, 22, of Fairfield, turned himself in the county jail on 2 area warrants, one out of Wayne County for failure to appear on a possession of a controlled substance charge and failure to appear on an unrelated Wabash County charge, total bond, $700 cash. Indiana State Police report the arrest of 23-year-old Jessica N. Ford of Harrisburg Sunday night, an Indiana trooper found Ford's car parked just off State Road 65 near Cynthiana, approaching the vehicle. Trooper said he smelled some marijuana coming out of the car. A search netted the trooper an eyeglass case containing three unused syringes and a spoon containing an unknown white residue. A small amount of marijuana was also found in the vehicle. Ford was taken to the Gibson County Jail at Princeton on charges of possession of syringes, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Well, during a recent meeting of the Fairfield Gun Club Board of Directors, officers agreed to honor Jim Cole by naming the skeet shooting area as the Jim Cole Skeet Range. The officers also voted to designate the Homer Clark Pistol and Rifle Range. Both men have supported various gun club projects, provided leadership and continuous membership. For over 30 years, they've served as officers and directors and helped the club move to their current location in 1985. In honor of Mr. Cole and Mr. Clark, the club plans to put up signs at each of those gun ranges. Wayne County Golf Course volunteers will conduct their first of four pork burger cookouts of the winter season this Saturday. It'll be on Main Street in front of the courthouse with a drive-through service available. Pork chops will be for $4, pork burgers $3, drinks for $1. The money raised will be used to help prepare the course for the new season. Tourism officials here in Southern Illinois say they're already preparing for the August 21st, 2017 solar eclipse, which is expected to draw thousands of visitors. It's the first total solar eclipse over the United States mainland since 1979. The eclipse will reach its point of greatest duration about 2 minutes 40 seconds a few miles south of Carbondale. Southern Illinois University officials are projecting up to 50,000 visitors on campus for the eclipse. School has created an eclipse planning committee. Tourism officials in Williamson County are working to market the region and make sure local businesses are aware of the potential increased visitors. A $42,000 federal rural development grant is pending to help with planning and marketing. Scientists from around the world are interested, too. They've been coordinating with NASA, the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, and other universities. A similar eclipse will happen again, but not until April 8th, 2024. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Of course, the markets were closed yesterday, so local refineries are still paying $22.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. That's no change. In area deaths, a 66-year-old Albion resident, James Jim Barnett, died Saturday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Jim's life work was as a mechanic. He also enjoyed his antique tractors, especially Alice Chalmers. He was a veteran who served in the Vietnam War and was a commander of the West Salem American Legion, McCormick Post 656, was a member of the Albion VFW, was an organizer for the Avenue of Flags display on the Edwards County Courthouse Square, worked tirelessly setting up the lighting. He was a member of the Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Samsville, serving as a Sunday school teacher. Survivors include his wife Ruth Barnett of Albion, a daughter Kathy Barnett, sons Steve Barnett and Casey Barnett, three sisters, Mary Schwartzlows, Eleanor Bunnage, Mae Brandt, three brothers, Glenn Barnett, Neil Barnett, George Barnett, and a grandchild, Kenneth Barnett. Services for Jim Barnett will be 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Ebenezer Cemetery at Samsville. Visitation will be 6:30 to 8:30 Saturday evening at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Now, Jim enjoyed dressing casually, so family and friends are welcome to do the same for both the visitation and funeral. Memorials may be made to the family and to help with medical expenses. 90-year-old Parkersburg resident Mendel L. Lanier died Sunday in Olney. He'd owned and operated Lanier Garage with his brother Vernon, a U.S. Navy veteran of World War II. He started working at the garage as a mechanic when he got home from the war and continued working until he retired at the age of 87. Survivors included daughter Crystal Clodfelder and husband Ernie of Calhoun, grandchildren Nicole and Heath Clodfelder, Derek Lanier, Dina Smith, and Carrie Lanier, great-grandchildren Levi and Seth Clodfelder, Lucas and Sidney Lanier, and Denise Smith, sisters Virginia Dunahy and Norma Williamson, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Mendel L. Lanier will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney, with burial and full military honors at Oak Hill Cemetery. Visitation, 10 o'clock Saturday morning till the time of service at Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. Memorials may be made to the Parkersburg Community Building or Oak Hill Cemetery and will be accepted at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. Funeral services for Angela Ray Waldrop, 47 of Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Dr. Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund or to the funeral home to help with the expenses. And services for Staff Sergeant Kenneth L. Cunningham, 21 Ellery, will be 2 o'clock Thursday at Little Prairie Christian Church west of Albion. Visitation 4 to late Wednesday evening at the church. Burial will be in Little Prairie Christian Church. Memorials may be made to the Kenneth L. Cunningham Memorial Fund and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home of Albion, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
The holidays are a time of love and unity. And did you or someone you know become engaged recently? Serendipity Card and Gift in downtown Fairfield is the perfect place for blushing brides to register for entertaining and practical gifts to help any happy couple build a new life and home together. Serendipity also has new spring florals starting to arrive if you'd like to get a jump start on the season. And don't forget to take 10% off Hallmark cards each Tuesday. There's always too much to mention, but so much to love. A Serendipity Card and Gift in downtown Fairfield.
You won't find steel chainsaws in a big box store, but you will find steel chainsaws at your independent steel chainsaw dealer, Kincaid's in Fairfield. You can count on Kincaid's to give you a product demonstration, straight talk and genuine advice, and to offer expert on-site service, and to stand behind the products they carry. You won't buy a steel chainsaw in a box, not even a big box. They come fully assembled at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Here's a look at local sports scores from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk. In boys high school basketball last night, the Mules beat Mount Vernon 72-66 over there at the Carmi Tournament. Mount Carmel also beat Harrisburg at that Carmi Tournament 74-69. In the MTC tournament, it was Grayville over Clay City 82-56, and Odin beat North Clay 74-66. In girls high school basketball last night at the Midwinter Classic, the Lady Eagle down there in El Dorado, Fairfield beat El Dorado 49-31. It was Gallatin County over Gorville 68-60. Vianna beat Anna Jonesboro 59-51, and Harrisburg over Mount Carmel 49-37. Elsewhere, Wayne City beat Galatia 44-32. In girls basketball tonight on the schedule, Lady Eagle Winter Classic continues at 5. Carmi plays Mount Carmel at 6:30. It's Fairfield versus Vianna. At 8 o'clock, Benton takes on Anna Jonesboro. Boys high school basketball tonight, Carmi White County Invitational Tournament continues at 6 o'clock tonight with Harrisburg versus Fairfield. That'll be on WFIW 104.9, beginning with the Rush Appliance pregame show at 5:45. Down there at following that game, Carmi plays Mount Vernon, Indiana. Also tonight, it's Edwards County at Paris. Listen as the Fighting Lions take on the Tigers, starting with the NAPSITGO pregame show at 7:30. That'll be on WFIW 104.9 as well. So that will follow the Fairfield game. Both games on WFIW tonight. MTC tournament continues tonight. Odin is at Woodlawn, Waltonville's at Wayne City, Grayville's at Sisney, and Sandoval is at Weber. Wrestling this evening, Fairfield heads up to Lawrenceville. Boys junior high basketball tonight, a full slate. Jeff's at Sisney, Albion's at Clay City, Bluford's at Jasper, Fairfield's at Wayne City, New Hope is at Mount Vernon St. Mary's. And the Big Ten basketball continues tonight. Illinois is at Indiana, tip-off at 6. Listen as the Fighting Illini take on the Hoosiers at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana. Our broadcast begins at 5 p.m. on WFIW AM 1390. Taking a look at national scores from last evening in the NBA. Chicago beat Detroit 111-101 in double overtime. New York over Philadelphia 119-113. Charlotte beat Utah 124-119. It was Portland over Washington 108-98. Memphis beat New Orleans 101-99. Atlanta over Orlando 98-81. Toronto over Brooklyn 112-100. It was Golden State crushing the Cavaliers 132-98. In overtime, Dallas over Boston 118-113, and the LA Clippers beat Houston in overtime 140-132. In the NHL, St. Louis beat Pittsburgh last night 5-2. It was Edmonton over Florida 4-2. Colorado beat Winnipeg, and Buffalo beat Arizona both by the same score 2-1. and Ottawa beat San Jose 4-3 in a shootout. College basketball last night in the top 25, Purdue crushed Rutgers 107-57. It was Iowa State beating number one Oklahoma 82-77. And Syracuse won at Cameron Indoor. They beat Duke 64-62.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. A winter weather advisory is in effect for all of southern Illinois from around 9 o'clock this evening till noon on Wednesday. Otherwise, clouds moving in today, high 22, snow developing tonight, low 21. Snow Wednesday, especially in the morning, high 29, 30% chance of snow Thursday, high 33, 40% chance of snow Friday, high 33, sunny Saturday, 34, and partly cloudy Sunday, 38. 17 the high yesterday, 7 the low this morning, and at 7:35 with the clear skies overhead, it's 13. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Surround yourself with the great outdoors inside your home with furniture for nature lovers at Rush Appliance. Come see me,